Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, peace and blessings, family. Welcome to Straight No Chaser. I am your host, Vitor Ra. You're listening to me live on Blog Talk Radio. Indeed, it's a blessing for me to come to you to hear it be in this land of the living in 2018, where it's getting real out here. It's been real, but we're in the last seconds. We're not living in the last days. We're living in the last seconds. And it's really amazing to see all this Bible prophecy being unfolded right in front of our eyes, in our faces, and not just Bible prophecy. These political moves that are being made right now, it's just amazing that they're fulfilling the scripts. Anyway, Straight No Chaser, been doing this for a few years now, and it's good to come on when we can't come on. I kind of pulled back on this show because you got so many, when I first started doing it, you didn't have so many truthers or video shows or segments or people giving you an analysis of current events. Because back then we were known as conspiracy theorists and fear mongers. Now everything we used to talk about has manifested. The health and holistic herb doctors are being killed and murdered, and the people that are coming out and ringing the bell and telling the truth about what's going on are coming up dead and missing. And now we're not crazy. Now you understand why I used to tell people all the time, don't fall for the okie doke of the word conspiracy theorists. I am an agenda analyst, and we analyze the agenda based upon our cultural precepts of being Hebrews. Originally, we're the Social Change Action Network, but the only socialism that we were trying to change was the cut up of our people, the Hebrews that you know as the Negroes, that know how to cut up and show out. Just like the book said, we would be an astonishment, Deuteronomy 28. So we've only sought to change the action of how we respond and what we need to come back to, because our goal here at Almhoida and SCAN is to restore the cultural identity of the one and only true Hebrew man, who this world calls the black man, one asleep mind at a time. So we will slap you in the face with the truth. Hit you hard with the truth, because the truth is weighty. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because it's not available. They just don't want to hear the truth. And like the old adage is, you can't handle the truth because it's a weighty matter. But you best believe when I hear about it, I'm going to get it off me and put it on you. The onus will be upon you. You will not be able to say nobody told you so. So I'm not going to get into a lot of adages today. Just want to cover a few topics. And there's some things I want you all to be very mindful of. And today, before I go into some of the information I want to bring out to you, I want to talk about what's known as controlled opposition. I need you to better understand that what you think you see, you're not seeing, because it's being put out to you in a certain type of way. It's amazing. We used to talk about these things, but then you got a president that comes out and tells you it's fake news. He, in so many words, is trying to tell you what's happening out here. Let me explain controlled opposition to you in layman's terms, where you can better understand what you're seeing on the news, because people, you're living in a world chocked full of lies. You can't believe anything coming off the news unless it's some local news about Jimmy shot the other neighbor right next door and they show you him laying on the streets. Then that could be fake too. And the thing about controlled opposition, they know that we know. So they've broken it down into urban dictionaries. They've broken it down to the truth movement. Your friend might be your enemy. There's always rabbit holes that are created to throw you off of the truth. Controlled opposition is a protest or a movement opposing our dissenting voice that is actually being led and controlled by your government. To govern means to rule and subjugate. Okay? And ment deals with mental, which means your mind. So this is mind control. And through their mind control, they create the opposition, meaning those that protest. There are actually paid protesters out there now. The Black Lives Matters has nothing to do with Black Lives, Hebrew lives. Got a bunch of lesbians. And the real Black Lives guys that were at the forefront were all mysteriously murdered, shot down by secret police, men in black. They were killed. You'd be hard-pressed to find a real brother involved in Black Lives Matters as fighting against the system. They were all destroyed because it's ran by George Soros, which is like the Wiz, hiding behind the curtain, paying people off, controlling the opposition so that they make sure there's no real opposition. And those that really want to oppose that aren't controlled and paid off, they're killed off. Nearly all governments in history have employed this technique to trick and subdue the adversaries. This goes way back to Vladimir Lenin, who said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it yourself. This is because the war is against the masses of people because they want depopulation so that they can better control the masses as we move, as they move, not we, into a one-world government, one-world religion, an antichrist coming on the scene and taking control of our lives, our thoughts, and everything we do. Well, lucky for us, we understand Isaiah 54 and 17, which is in our Hebrew manuscript, that lets us know that no weapon formed, your 5G technology, your cell phones, your chips, your internment camps, no weapon formed against us can prosper, because we understand in the book of Job that even Satan had to get permission to touch Job from the Most High, who's ultimately in control of all things. And these people that are called the elite in this world have a fear of what's coming on them because they've watched over 2,000 prophecies be fulfilled in our Hebrew history book, which they like to call the Bible, try to take from us and reteach it to us. But it's just a depiction and scrolls that depict the sojourn of our people and say where we will be in the next coming couple of years. That's right, because we're at the end of 399 years, and I call 2018 the catapult year, the launching. We're at the precipice of a mass gathering of a scattered diaspora into a protected place for those who are patiently awaiting and coming back to the statutes, laws, and commandments, and recreating the moral fiber and cultural aptitude that needs to be amongst our people, bringing morality back and not cutting up and tearing up the town and showing out. Our people have had a problem doing this. We go every which way but loose and loose. We're under the guise of every religion that's in this earth, and that's what we follow. Let me go back to controlled opposition. A lot of what you think are opposing forces, it's actually a script, because they know what they want to do. The elite that control your government, it's a shadow government, they want to impute fear amongst the people. Do you think it's just some coincidence that you watch your daily news and you hear that there was a false alarm of a Korean bomb threat in Hawaii, and then 1 week later, another false alarm in Japan of a Korean bomb threat, and that they're using Korea and different people? We can't hear from Kim Jong-un. He hasn't said a damn word, but he's still kicking with Dennis Rodman. They keep putting fear in your minds, bomb threat. They don't want to tear up this world because this is all they got. They don't want nuclear devastation throughout the entire world because this is their kingdom. They know after this kingdom, they won't have one because the scripts tell them that the next kingdom is for Jacob. That's right, not Esau. Esau's kingdom is rapidly, expeditiously coming to an end. Welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. That's right. So a lot of the things that you're seeing on the news is all controlled opposition, which is why we're not to get caught up into being a bunch of new Martin Luther Kings, because right before he died, he woke up and said, "I fear I may have marched my people into a burning house." He found out that he was used for a purpose. The civil rights movement is not even for the black man anymore. It's for gay and lesbian rights. Soon it'll be for NAMBLA, the National Association for Man, Boy, Love. And it'll be used for bestiality, where you can marry your pet and your animals. It's going to be used for every distorted, demonic, wicked, grievous sin that you think of in this world. You have to understand that those that worship Satan and hate the Most High and hate us as a chosen people will do any and everything they can to desecrate his laws, break his commands, and commit every travesty and sin they can think of. Kidnapping, killing babies and drinking their blood, pedophilia, rape, and homosexuality. These are deviants. Even to be a Freemason, they believe that you have to do homosexuality. Now they got our people pledging as Greeks. Part of being a Greek is also to enforce trauma upon the victim. It's not just hazing. They're sticking these broomsticks up their rectum, putting them in coffins and making them play dead, letting guys have sex in through their anal cavity to them to traumatize them, to pledge a Greek captivity that we were in, that was forced upon us. This is a wretched, wicked world we live in. Just wanted to expose that about the controlled opposition. Tonight, there's just a couple of things I'm going to go into. Talk about a few things in the news. And so we already covered that whole thing with Korea and what's happening. And yes, I do believe that there will be a World War III. I already know that the Rothschilds, they own this Israel that they built up to be something. They want to rebuild that temple. We talked about that on Wednesday. But here's what I want you to see. That, give me 1 second, I'm just looking at some things. Okay, I'm back with you. Let's see. Here's what I want to bring out today, as I mentioned last Shabbat, that I would talk about. Many people are still fighting amongst Israel about some of the silliest and dumbest, stupidest things you can ever think of. But I'm not going to go into that. But however, I posted last week about this post Pastor Omar and this Hebrew Christian sanity and how they're trying to merge the two. Christianity is man-made. We have no place in that. When you come into the knowledge and truth and understanding that you are Hebrew, you must come into it wholeheartedly and fully and immerse yourself back into the statutes, laws, and commandments. We are not a cult. We know what got us in this position to be hated by all races, shot down the street, and constantly discriminated against to where 2018 discrimination is worse than the 60s. We know how we got here because we walked away from our God, which is the Most High Yah. Okay? And we also know that he's expecting a remnant of his people to come back to him that will be protected, covered, and brought into the land and into their kingdom again. This is governmental. This is war stuff. These are politics. There are policies to destroy our families. It's all about us and the people and the positioning. This is a matter of national security. Notice. Can't do nothing to us in Jacob's trouble unless the Most High allows it. Know that we do understand that. What I want to say about the Christian sanity is that I'm not playing with you and nobody's going to be playing with you no more. We will not allow you to lead our people astray, confuse our people. We know who you agents are that are paid off. We know you by the fruit you bear, and we can see when you're being aided by this government to cause deception amongst our people, and we're coming for you. We're going to open up our mouths, lift up our voice like a trump in Zion, and we're going to show our people their transgressions and let you know when you're out of pocket. We are not associating with you. And we will mark those of you that cause division amongst us. There will no longer be elephants in the room. We will no longer just walk over it or ignore it. We will speak out against you, your camp, your teachings, your lessons, and what you're all about. If it's wrong focus, don't have no time to play with you. And if you want sitting up here just trying to cause distraction, confusion, and devastation amongst our people and not going out here telling other people who are not Hebrews that they're Hebrews, then we're going to talk about you and deal with you too, no matter how we have to deal with you. It can be verbally, or you might have to meet these knuckles. I don't care how it goes down. We will love you at the end of the day, but we know that even the Most High chastens them he loves. If I got to beat the hell out of you and then take you to the hospital and then nurse you, then that's the way it's going down, because I don't have time for the lies. People lying on me, lying on Hebrews, because these people are being anointed by Satan himself to confuse our people, because we're in a prophetic time where the real Hebrews are waking up and taking their identity back from these sick Khazar Zionists that are acting like us and want to be us and can never be us or take our place. Let me read this book to you that a brother found and posted on Kadash Gabar, Told Our Rabbah Hebrew, posted this on Facebook. I grabbed it. You need to get this because it exposes when Trump says, let's make America great again. They're talking about the time when America came and killed everything in this land and took over this land. This is not their land. So this book costs $58,000. They priced it out the market so you wouldn't have the truth. This is a very rare book, and it's called America. That's right. That's what the book is called, America. It's called The Accurate Description of the New World Empires, including Mexico and Peru and all of the plantations. That's what this book is talking about. It's got some actual drawings of what these people saw when they came to the Americas and what was already here. If you knew about the Apocrypha, you'd know that the Northern Kingdom, Southern tribes fled Syria. It took them about a year to get to this land, and they set up shop. Not them Indians. Paleface. That's called paper genocide. Let me read this to you about this book. Post-Columbian Europeans encountered an Americas teeming with blacks. They wrote about them, painted pictures of them, collected their artifacts, and also counted them in their census. That's what they're still doing today when they go around knocking door to door taking the census. Y'all taking the jobs. They're trying to get a number, a count of how many niggas is still alive. Excuse my language. During the 1600s, several European explorers traveled the world and documented what they found with illustrated travelogues. The New York Public Library, digital collections, has this book of collected drawings from these travelogues. The drawings are certainly copies, but they tell a much different tale about the people of the Americas than the conventional albino history. As suspected, the drawings tell us that the majority of original so-called Americans were black people. The hidden truth is that the first Americans are the so-called black people who occupy the ghettos and slums and poverty-stricken areas in all parts of America today, whether it be North, South, or Central America. So you got to understand, the southern tribe that came over from Ghana and West Africa that was thrown into slavery and that are talked about in the book of Deuteronomy 28, that was the tribe of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. And you can see the scattering and where those ships went and dropped off those slaves, because we were the ones scattered throughout the four corners. But you had the northern kingdom, according to 2nd Exodus 13 and 39 or 69, that escaped. History shows that even Columbus saw this, that it took them a year. The Most High parted the waters and calmed the waters, and they came to a land called Arsarith before it was called America, because America comes from Amerigo Vespucci, who was one of the Spanish colonialists. It was a part of that Inquisition, along with Columbus, that they named America after. It was Amerigo. They named it America, the New World. We were already over here keeping the commandments, statutes, laws, and we began to teach them albinos and conquered people and pale-faced people, bow and arrows, how to hunt, how to build teepees, how to have civilization. Always tried to make us savages, but we were a very blessed, informed, taught, learned, educated people. Now let's go back. The people that live in the ghettos today were here before Judah got here. What this was called was paper genocide. It was the reclassification of the Native American Indians to the categories of African American, black, Negro, colored, or mulatto. So they committed paper genocide. This is done to suppress Native American Indian heritage on government papers, initially to steal our land and also to enslave us with the African Hebrew brought to our land. So what this person is saying is incorrect, that the Native original American Indians was the black man. And then they changed his complexion to the albino color and mulatto and suppressed us with those other natives that were here, where you get these tales about Alaskans and Eskimos, and there's another that came through Alaska and came down through Canada. Some of those stories are true. Okay? So there's another group, I can't call their name, it'll come to me later. And then they're saying the ones, the African Hebrews, they think they brought Africans here. No, the enslaved that came later in ships in the 1600s, those people came in the 1600s, because we're at almost 400 years. Those were the people that the Africans and the Arabs enslaved and sold to those Jewish people to bring to this land, to work the land. And then they enforced the ones that were already here. They just threw them in with the ones that they brought from the West Coast and enslaved all of them. Our brothers and sisters and the other tribes that were here were already free. And then they threw them into slavery. Listen to this. Since the beginnings of the Africa slave trade in America and the Caribbean, let's not forget Haiti and Panama, Dominica, all that, many Native persons, unfortunately to the detriment of Native heritage, were being listed as Black, Mulatto, Negro, or just lumped together as color. During the years 1942 and 43, Walter Peeker lobbied a campaign in the form of a Native American blacklist pursued against ethnic Native Americans having admixture of African blood. Peeker's campaign was the missing piece needed to convert official anti-Black Indian policies into procedures absorbed by the national superstructure. In order to accomplish deprivation of nationality, complete denial and erasure of the true legal identity and nationality in public records of the intended victims, indigenous ethnic Native Americans having African admixture. I don't like the way that's being said. They were the Hebrews that came here. You go and read this in 2 Ezra, the 13th chapter. They created in the process a class of ethnic Indians of no discernible ancestral connections. This is where they get them Sitting Bull and Running Feather and all that stuff. No, that wasn't us. This is what they created and created on paper. You see, these people have received reparations and been paid off. Scripture tells us in our Hebrew history book that no man will buy us, no one will pay us off. We will not be compensated for what we've gone through and how we built this country. It's prophecy. Our compensation comes when our King and our Messiah returns. Long live the King. In order to accomplish deprivation of nationality, complete denial and erasure of the true legal identity and nationality in public records of the intended victims, indigenous ethnic Native Americans having African admixture, they created in the process a class of ethnic Indians of no discernible ancestral connections who were injected into a monolithic group of Negro, Black, colored, and African Americans and stripped of their civil rights, treaty rights, and human rights. Peeker's Native American blacklist crossed state lines and negatively influenced socio-political and economic relationships affecting ethnic Black Native Americans, which continues to fester and plague ethnic Native Americans having African admixture to this present day. He's talking about the original Jews that started to blend with these people that migrated through Alaska and came down and certain other ethnicities that were here of other races. We were the original people. Now, written in 1671, this book gives a full account of the Americas and its inhabitants. They don't teach this stuff in history class. This book was written by John Ogilby and is called America, being the latest and most accurate description of the New World containing the original of the inhabitants and the remarkable voyages thither, the conquest of the vast empires of Mexico and Peru and other large provinces and territories with several European plantations in those parts. Also, their cities, fortresses, towns, temples, mountains, rivers, habits, customs, manner, religions, their plants, beasts, birds, serpents, containing besides every considerable additions, a brief survey of what hath been discovered of the United Unknown Southland and Arctic region, collected from the most authentic authors, augmented with later observations and adorned with maps and scriptures by John Ogilvie. So this book was printed in 1671 with what they had found. And slaves, that's when they had started bringing slaves to this land. I've got this book. If you go to my Facebook page, you can read the book and see the pictures of the original, as they say, Americans that were in Arcerith. We know it was our people. You actually see images of them teaching pale-faced Indians how to work the land and what to do. And they changed it all to a certain demographic of people that they call American Indians. And they've given them casinos and gave them alcohol. Those people couldn't work the land. They didn't have the strength, ability to work the land. Only the Hebrews were strong enough to sit out there and pick cotton for 12 hours and be beat. Because we're the Most High's chosen people. This book tells on them. And that's why it costs $58,000. They know that your average Negro ain't got $58,000 for a damn thing. Because we have to borrow everything from them. So as I mentioned, I've got this book. This is amazing. This is the type of book they don't want in our hands. So if you can get to that page, you can look at this book and see what they don't want you to see. This is an incredible find. Incredible find. And they decide to name it America, but this book is really about the original Hebrews that inhabited the land of Arsrith based upon 2nd Ezra, the 13th chapter. And this is what they don't want you to know, and they've erased from the history books. It was black folks here before the slaves got here. And that was the northern kingdom of tribes. You know, tribes like Reuben and Gad and Simeon and Ephraim. And they were in this land. So we're not going to deal with this fact that these people are Hebrews. They have the 12 tribes. And you know you're not. You don't look like us. You don't act like us. You don't eat like us. You were conquered by the Spaniards. And they put that male seed, of Gentile male seed in you. And you are a hybrid. You are a mixed mulatto. We know who the 12 tribes are, and they were all Negroes. And the only way they could not be Negroes when these other men came in and raped our women, because we knew that we weren't to lay with women of other nations. Most High spoke against that. Okay, so that's all I want to talk about with that particular other things in the news. We talked about some of this as far as the takeover. The Hollywood is telling on themselves, and now we have Hollywood coming out confessing about the fact that they've been kidnapping children, murdering children. They believe in drinking blood because they say it gives you energy, ignites your force. I think what we're seeing is that there's going to be the exposure because we're living in the final minutes, final seconds, not the last days. I think the Most High is allowing the covers to be pulled so that society will begin to turn on itself. I would say take measures to prepare yourself and take care of your family, but our ultimate protection is going to be in the Most High and Him only. So that's all I have for today, the Straight No Chaser. We'll come to you with some more things next week, Most High willing. I just want you to take care of your families, be safe, keep these commandments, don't stray. Makes me want to holler the way they do our lives. But if we return back to Him, He can protect us from these curses. Come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments. Most High willing, tune in on the Shabbat, Sabbath, and we'll have our Sabbath lesson. I'm D. Torah saying peace and blessings. Shalom.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
ooh.